Good morning.
Good morning, Sensei.
It's good to be back. This morning I'm going to talk on the koan, case 46 in the Mumen Kan. Before I do so, I'd like to read a quote from Rumi. Rumi said, "Silence is the language of God. All else is poor translation." Silence is the language of God. All else is poor translation. This is a profound statement, the meaning of which is very deep. As soon as we speak, we are mountains and rivers from the truth. So too, as soon as we listen to speech, we are also mountains and rivers from the truth. So please take this talk with a grain of salt. And when it's finished, throw away any meaning you may have attributed to my words. In case 46 of the Mumen Kan, Master Seiko said, "When you get to the top of the 100-foot pole, keep climbing." It's the heart of the koan, it's the main line in the koan. Now the 100-foot pole could be seen as a metaphor for practice, and getting to the top could refer to as attaining enlightenment. So using this metaphor, why would Master Seiko encourage us to keep climbing? After all, isn't enlightenment enough? Isn't enlightenment the pinnacle of our practice? The way that I have always understood this koan is that what Master Seiko is saying, that practice never stops. It's never over. That there is no end to our practice. I think he's also saying, don't get caught in your accomplishments. Don't dwell in the ecstatic experience of tasting ultimate reality. The real question becomes, how enlightened will we be in the next moment? How will we manifest our insight in everyday life? Dogen says, to study ourselves, we must forget ourselves. We must continue to forget ourselves, moment to moment, to be real, to be authentic. Is there anyone here who believes that the work of waking up is ever finished? Being finished is a fantasy. In calligraphy, there's a calligraphic expression called the enso, which points to this truth. It's painted with, in calligraphy, the calligraphy is done with a brush, and it's an open circle. It's the circle that you see all the time. It's a big circle. That one's not open up there. In the true enso, the circle is not closed. And so it symbolizes the recognition that our ideas of the absolute are incomplete. Even if we are enlightened, the circle is not closed. There's another, an alternate translation of this koan in which Seiko says when we get to the top of the 100-foot pole, we must step off. Now we might understand this to mean that we must step down into the marketplace and to learn to live our lives from an enlightened perspective. And in doing so, let our mistakes and our limitations teach us where we must still wake up. I share an office with my wife-to-be, and in private practice we're both therapists, and I happened to notice on the bookshelf there was a book called After the Ecstasy of the Laundry by, I think it's Jack Kornfeld. Is it? Does anybody know the book? Is it Jack Kornfeld? And in there is a chapter called Enlightened Retirement, which is sort of serendipitous that I saw this book, took it off the shelf while I was waiting for a client to come, and also I am retiring from my day job in December. There is no retired enlightenment. You never get to retire from this practice. Put your feet up and rest on your laurels. Life is always there to greet us. Now, similarly, relationships are like this. We meet somebody, fall in love, and everything is wonderful. We're at the top of the relationship pole. But eventually, our warts, our unhealed issues appear, and the trance of being in love is broken by the fact that the two of us who have come together are just human. We start to get sober, and the fantasy we have created about being in love comes crashing down. This is very similar to looking forward to going away to a retreat, and we go away and we sit deeply. We get blissed out and calm and peaceful. And then eventually the retreat ends, and we get in our car to head home. And on the way home, we get cut off by a careless driver, and we hear ourselves shouting out, "That son of a bitch!" As the koan points out, by stepping off into the marketplace, we continue to learn that we still have climbing to do. So in the end, this koan is telling us that we must live fully and authentically, moment to moment, jumping off the pole and leaving behind all our accomplishments, all our enlightenment experiences, and being open and fresh, not getting stagnant with our feet up in enlightenment retirement. This is truly being alive. I'm going to end my talk with a quote that I came across from Joseph Campbell. This is the quote. "People say that what we're all seeking is a meaning to life. I think that what we're really seeking is an experience of being alive, so that our life experiences on the purely physical plane will have resonance with our innermost being and reality, so that we can actually feel the rapture of being alive." Thank you.